Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gordon Chang, my colleague and co-host and friend at Gordon G. Chang. We're pleased to welcome Alan Tonelson, our guide on trade and manufacturing. These many years, more than a decade, Alan has been educating Gordon and myself about China's misconduct and what is to be done. Well, it's underway in some fashion, though you have to find it in the minefield that I have from headlines out of London. This is the pink newspaper, the Financial Times. I highly recommend it if you're looking for a dose of gloom. For example, U.S. Treasury sell-off deepens as safe haven status challenged. Or China hits U.S. imports with additional retaliatory thrill, tariff of 50%. Or my favorite, top ECB policymaker warns, worst case scenarios are materializing. There it is, Mr. Tonelson. This is another fine kettle of fish you've got us into. How do you read this? What is this? Day 7 of Liberation Day. Good evening to you, Alan.
Good evening, folks. And you're quite welcome. And one thing I'd really like to know from all of these doomsayers and so many others is, what do they think was going to happen to the U.S. economy and to the global economy had the pre-Trump 2.0 trade status quo continued? You would have had continually rising U.S. trade deficits. And most important, you would have, as a result, continually rising global trade and payments imbalances. And that really matters because that kind of problem, that kind of development led directly to the global financial crisis of 2007 and 2008. And P.S., don't take my word for it. Take the words of blue chip economists Maurice Obstfeld and Kenneth Rogoff, whose names will be very familiar to everybody who studies the world economy seriously. They wrote in a 2009 paper that that's exactly what happened, and they pinpointed the U.S.-China trade imbalances as a chief culprit. So clearly the path we were on was not the slightest bit sustainable, and frankly, congratulations to President Trump for trying to head this problem off before it really spinned out of control.
Gordon, you have a question for Alan.
Alan, I assume that the paper basically said China's trade surpluses had to be recycled. They were recycled into the U.S. The flood of money overwhelmed U.S. regulation, and it created the crazy boom in U.S. real estate, which collapsed. Is that pretty much what they were saying?
That's exactly what they were saying. And, of course, one reason why this real estate boom, this real estate bubble, which is what it was, why that expanded so dangerously and so disastrously was that the U.S. government, which refused to get off of the free trade Uber Alles bandwagon, had to figure out some other way to prop up U.S. living standards as the nation kept on living further and further beyond its means. And it came up essentially with the idea of inflating a housing bubble. And that, unfortunately, since America's trade deficits have been rising so rapidly for that entire period, because non-Trump American presidents, again, have decided to continue down that free trade line, they needed a way to ensure that families and households and individuals wouldn't go broke. And they decided, let's inflate a housing bubble, let's inflate asset bubbles, and we see where that led. So again, if that process was allowed to continue, we would have faced probably an even bigger catastrophe than we wound up encountering in 2007 and 2008.
Alan, what part in this matrix that begins with China taking advantage of the WTO, what part of it stands out to you as the thing that was clearly indicating that China was a bad actor? Because Hu Jintao was not a confrontational big boss of the CCP like Xi Jinping. And I recall in the Bush administration and early Obama, I believe, there was some sense that China could be trained to be a good member of the WTO and the international community. And that went away with Xi Jinping. But was there a signal before Xi's bullying that China was a bad actor?
There were countless signals of China's bad behavior before Xi Jinping took over. And the main ones happened to entail the facts that China had never lived up to any trade agreements that it had previously signed with the United States. For example, back in the 1990s, the Chinese agreed, at least on paper, to stop extorting technology from U.S. companies. That is to say that the Chinese had developed the practice of demanding that all U.S. companies that wanted to do business with China and in China had to hand over lots of their critical intellectual property to Chinese partners in order to establish those Chinese operations. Back in the mid-1990s, U.S. officials secured an agreement from China to stop that practice. Guess what? It never stopped. And frankly, and on the national security front, throughout the 1990s, we saw China continuing to supply countries like Pakistan and North Korea with critical nuclear weapons technology. So the idea that Chinese policy changed all of a sudden, under current dictator Xi Jinping is really a myth.
Gordon, you have a question.
So, Alan, where do we go from here? You know, the Chinese just slapped their 50% tariffs, bringing their rate to 84%. Our rate is at least 84% and maybe 115%. Does somebody blink in this? And does somebody blink soon?
That's the key question, Gordon. And unfortunately, in the short term, I'd have to say that the odds of the United States blinking first are heavier right now. And that's because, of course, the U.S. government has to be accountable to public opinion ultimately. And for the time being, anyway, the Chinese government does not. And that really concerns me. And in fact, it seems to me pretty clear that a big part of China's strategy is doing everything that it can to tank the U.S. stock market, to panic U.S. investors, which of course include a lot of mainstream investors, and increase the pressure on President Trump to back down. And judging from all of the panicky headlines in the business and financial news, judging from the very harsh criticism from Democrats and various other liberals who, before Trump, were happy to advocate putting tariffs on China in particular, that strategy may well work.
Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary, in a metaphor that I found very attractive and easy to remember, said China's holding a pair of twos. That's poker talk for not a winner. You don't bet on it. Do you measure China holding a pair of twos? Their economy is deeply troubled.
Economically speaking, Scott Bessent is exactly right. But at least for the time being, what's going to matter most are the politics of these global trade wars. And like I said, for the short term anyway, I think China happens to hold more cards than the United States does.
Therefore, we're going to bet or we're not going to bet. How do you interpret that? Because betting is going on right now.
Betting is going on. I hate to make predictions, but I've got to think that Mr. Trump, or at least a lot of his top advisors like Mr. Bessent, are looking for an off-ramp.
Okay. Gordon, you have a question.
What would be the off-ramp?
The off-ramp would be, for example, pointing to agreements with the Japanese and South Koreans and various other countries who do seem to be determined to flock to Washington to try to seek deals, pointing out to whatever successes those agreements might actually bring.
Alan, the end of the world is not nigh. However, for it might be for Xi Jinping. Is this a make or break for him? He delivered an economy that is broken, and now he's delivered a trade war that I understand he's got nothing to lose, but sometimes that means that they get rid of him. Where is he in 6 months, Alan?
Well, I would defer to Gordon on this, but I think, again, for the very short term, Xi Jinping's rule and the Communist Party's rule is really pretty secure. Longer term, there's no doubt the Chinese economy faces major structural problems. The economy is probably in recession right now, but the domestic Chinese political repercussions of that are going to take, I think, a fair amount of time to play themselves out.
Alan Tonelson, he blogs at Reality Check. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your Social Security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.